This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. It's so good to have you all here with me. I'm so excited about this as we're shifting into utilizing this new platform. So there'll be three ways for you to actually connect with me. One, live here in this Be Live platform, which is a new interactive fun way on Facebook, which is a new version of live, where I'm going to be able to bring on some guests. That'll be a new experience to be able to bring some people. So you'll have a real live examples of people who are living their spa life and the ways that they're doing that. So today I'm going to just share with you a little bit about the platform, about what we're going to be talking about, a little bit about spa life, and some of the questions that I'm going to be asking my guests that I want to be able to answer some of them for myself today, as well as for you to ask yourself these questions. Remember, spa life is a journey. So I want you to be able to look at where you are in the journey, what type of tools and supports that are working for you, and to be able to start implementing them. I would love for you to be here with me on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on the Be Live platform. You can also have the Facebook Live replay that will be available. Also, coming soon is the eWomen Network platform of the Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to listen to it at any time at your convenience. I'm really excited about that, to have that experience and to share that with you. My intention is to consciously help people to shift the way that they are experiencing their day, to really be conscious about how they are creating their day, and to inspire people to live from their passions, to choose a positive focus in how they are experiencing their day. I mean, we know we can look anywhere and see, negative things popping in on the different media sources. I want to be a place where you can go have the positive messages, maybe that one little thing that you needed to hear today, so that you can live your life more with intention. A lot of people live their life by default. Life happens, the day happens, and it gets away with you. I would love to see you actually create your day more by design, where you are consciously choosing positive mindsets, being conscious about how it is that you are spending your day. I also want you to, as always, live your spa life, where through my experiences and the experiences of my guests, where you're able to get those shortcuts and those secrets so that you can live a life that serves you, serves the people and the legacy that you are here to create. Sound good? Let's just jump in here. A lot of you who've met with me here in the mornings, we've had this as our walk and talk day. It's our walk and day where we look at our mindset outside of ourselves and look at things from a different perspective. This morning, when I went outside and I did my walk and I looked around, I look and see what kind of message am I getting from nature that will maybe have me look at things from a different perspective. That's one of the things that nature does in getting outside, looking at that different perspective. One of the things that caught my eye is I looked up and I saw a palm tree. And one of the things that I noticed, the message that I had in looking at this palm tree, was that palm trees are uplifting and they branch out. One of the things we can look at is in what ways in our day that we can be uplifting to ourselves and others, and how can we branch out and touch other people in that way, have that positive influence, and have that happen. While we're doing the radio show, we're going to take all of those nuggets and that different shift and that mindset that we're getting outside. And I do encourage you to get outside and look at things from a different perspective. Then as we come inside and connect with my guests and have the conversations, I really invite you to look at things from a different perspective, to look at some of the lessons, the tools, the nuggets, the secrets that people are using to really have impact in their life, to live their spa life, and to take the little nuggets of their experiences, things that are working for them, to take what we talk about in terms of spa life in theory, actually bring them into practicality as new ways for you to bring into your life, to add value to your life, and to have those insights so that you can live with intention. One of the things we talk about with spa life is having that sense of intention, accomplishment, and harmony. With that, I want to talk into, and some of you who've maybe not looked at spa life before, maybe asking yourself, what is spa life? Spa life is a lifestyle. It accepts the notion that accomplishment and harmony coexist. Many people, as I mentioned, live their life by default. One of the things about spa life is that you want to create your life by design. Being able to consciously create your life, it allows you to live that spa life, that one of intention, one where there is balance. One of the questions that I'm going to be asking my guests is, how are they consciously creating their life so that they have intention, they have balance, that they're actually able to have accomplishment in their life and harmony? That's the trick for a lot of people, is having that balance where both coexist. For myself, one of the things I look at is I live my life based on my values. I look at what are the things that I value, you know, for myself personally, in relationship with my friends. What does that look like? And how am I incorporating that in my daily life? A lot of times I talk about your calendar is your mind in action. And we have a lot of like tasks and things that we do on there. We don't necessarily look at consciously how we're creating our day so that we are bringing intentionality into the experience that we want for the day. When you really take some time to think about what are your values, what is it that you stand for, how are they actually showing up in your day, in your experience? One of my number one values is for me to have experiences with other people. I love to travel. I love to connect. I love to have fun and learn. And these are all values that I want to have in my life. When I look at the totality of my life, I look at who is it that I want to connect with? Where do I want to have an experience with them? How is it that I can feel good about myself and my day, really have that impact on other people? I intentionally bring my values into my experience of my day, and that is how I am consciously creating that in my day. If you are looking at this live, or you know, even if you're driving in your car, you know, put a comment or you know, write something down, or really have a take a moment. And if you're not able to do it now, at some point today, to really look at in what ways are you consciously creating your life? In what ways are you supporting yourself to live by design, be intentional, so that you can have accomplishment in your day and harmony? We know people that can have a lot of accomplishment in their life, but they're maybe doing it where they're not having harmony and they're not feeling good about it. You also have people that have a lot of harmony in their life, but they're not really accomplishing the things that they're here to do. I mean, we know we're here for a big vision and to do some really great things in the world. So we want to have the tools and the secrets to really help us be able to step forward and understand the shortcuts and tools and secrets to be able to have accomplishment in our life and harmony, that they do coexist. And when they coexist, that is living your spa life. And that's what I want you to have. Along that vein, one of the things that we hear all the time is that buzzword about, I'm so busy. We probably say it ourselves. We hear people say it, you know, how's it going? You know, one of the first things people say is, oh, I'm so busy. Things are happening. Our words are so powerful. If we say things like, I'm so busy, you're going to just bring more busyness into your life. And that's going to be more of the default of your life, of not actually consciously creating how you're spending your life. One of the things I invite you to look at is, blessed is the new busy. Instead of saying, ah, I'm so busy, I'm so blessed because I get to consciously create my day, things that I get to do versus the things I have to do. It's a different energy when you walk into your life and your day and you look at it and you look at, I'm blessed to have this day. I'm grateful for the things I have. I'm really enjoying the things I get to do. Really look at your words because they are so powerful in terms of when you hear yourself saying, I'm so busy, or you know, I don't have time, or I don't have money, or you know, all these the negative things that come with that. Those bring power and life into your experience. The next time you feel yourself starting to say, oh, I'm so busy, really step back and look at what ways can you not be so busy, that you actually can create some gaps in your day to really have some space. If we've got too much going on in our life, we don't have room to accept new things, to really think and contemplate about how we consciously want to choose our life and how we want to spend that. We need to have space. You know, a lot of you have heard me say that clarity craves space. We really want to create that in our life. One of the other questions that I will be asking my guests is, we do hear this, I'm too busy, yet we all have the same 24 hours. So I'm going to be asking them, what is their spa life secret that allows them to have the most impact in their day? We all know people that are impactful in their day. They have balance in their day. They're having accomplishment. They're really making strides to get the most important things done that add value to their life and value to other people. I know you're going to want to hear what they have to say about that. I can't wait to share what they have to say and hear it for myself. Write down, take, even 5 minutes to really contemplate and go, in what ways can I not be so busy? What ways can I create some gaps in my life? How is it can I consciously create some spa life so I can have that accomplishment and harmony in my daily experience? I want that for you. So really consciously look at that and see how that is for you. So look at where you can let some things go into your life. See, what is it that you're creating in your life that you are creating impact in your day, that you are intentional about what you're doing? If you're not right now and you're not quite there yet, just look about what you'd like it to be. What is just one step that you can take to create some more space to really step into that for yourself? One of the things that I do to consciously create impact in my day is that I use my daily design. I use this tool to create more space in my life. I actually have a copy of mine, so you really won't be able to see too much of the details on here. But one of the things I love about this is that I utilize this paper each evening where I actually look at the totality of my day and I put just one word in the hour block of where I'm going to be so I can see exactly where I have some gaps and where I want to be spending my time, really knowing the night before that if something is scheduled too closely together, if I'm going to be traveling or I'm going to be leaving first thing during the day, do I have all the tools and all the things that I need with me throughout the day so that I am prepared for what I'm going to do, that I can have flow in my day, that there aren't any surprises? We know that some things come up, but with having planning out and having some really clear intention about your day and having that focus of what you want to accomplish and not having that list of 20 things to do during the day, because that sets yourself up to not to win. I want you to feel like you're winning every single day. Really looking at what are those just couple things that you can do that really support you in your daily experience that will move you forward, that doesn't have you feel overwhelmed, that really feels like you're making that important strides forward so you can have that sense of accomplishment, that you're doing it from a place of harmony. We all know that there are things with the best laid plans that can come up in a day and can derail your intention in what you have. However, when you are designing your day, you also want to allow for that. Have a block of time in your day where you don't have something scheduled so that you can have a kind of a catch-all time period where if something comes up that you have planned surprises, where you have it time in your calendar where when it comes up, you can actually create the time for that and allow that to happen. Even with that, some things can happen where it can derail your day. That's okay. That's just a one-off. That's one day here or there that happens. When you each and every day design your day, don't live from default and just let life happen, then those days of success build upon each other, have that momentum, and you start experiencing more positivity in your day, more impact in your day. You just notice that you're moving forward. That is all by design. That is all something that is supporting you and having that happen. That's just a little preview of what we're going to be doing here on the Live Your Spa Life radio show, of really looking at how you're consciously creating your life, having that positive impact, designing your day, not living by default, seeing some of the secrets, tools, and the way that my guests are living their spa life and how they are consciously creating their life and how are they best utilizing the same 24 hours in a day that we all have so that they can have the most impact for what it is that they are here to do? I'm really excited to share with you, my guests, the things that they have to share so that you can take that into your life. And, we know that in spa life that it is a journey, that you could be anywhere along that path. You could be in that place of clutter and confusion and your day is not quite supporting you in the way that it is. You could actually start consciously creating your life. You could be in the place where you are starting to have some more clarity, your space is clear, and you're having the systems that are supporting you. You also may be living in your spa life where you are actually creating from design. It's more about who you are being each and every day and that you are that example to other people to live their spa life as well. So no matter where you are in that journey, if you feel like you could need some support in that, I would love to have a conversation around that with you. You can simply get on my calendar by going to dianehoffman.com/spa life. I would be happy to have that conversation to meet you where you are in your journey to living your spa life. One of the things that has been brought to my attention now, I've just recently been called the spa life curator because I take all the different elements that are around you and start implementing them together, weaving them together as one so that you can have that expression of having everything in your life work together from accomplishment to harmony so that you can then have your vision come together in a way that inspires you and inspires other people so that you can truly step into your life. And when all those things come together, you can truly live your spa life. So with that, have a wonderful, beautiful day. I look forward to connecting with you again here. So bye for now.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life show. It's so good to have you all here with me. I'm so excited about this as we're shifting into utilizing this new platform. So there'll be three ways for you to actually connect with me. One, live here in this Be Live platform, which is a new interactive fun way on Facebook, which is a new version of live, where I'm going to be able to bring on some guests. That'll be a new experience to be able to bring some people. So you'll have a real live examples of people who are living their spa life and the ways that they're doing that. So today, I'm going to just share with you a little bit about the platform, about what we're going to be talking about, a little bit about spa life, and some of the questions that I'm going to be asking my guests that I want to be able to answer some of them for myself today, as well as for you to ask yourself these questions. Remember, spa life is a journey. So I want you to be able to look at where you are in the journey, what type of tools and supports that are working for you, and to be able to start implementing them. I would love for you to be here with me on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on the Be Live platform. You can also have the Facebook Live replay that will be available. Also, coming soon is the eWomen Network platform of the Blog Talk Radio. So you'll be able to listen to it at any time at your convenience. I'm really excited about that, to have that experience and to share that with you. My intention is to consciously help people to shift the way that they are experiencing their day, to really be conscious about how they are creating their day, and to inspire people to live from their passions and to choose a positive focus in how they are experiencing their day. I mean, we know we can look anywhere and see, negative things popping in on the different media sources. I want to be a place where you can go have the positive messages, maybe that one little thing that you needed to hear today, so that you can live your life more with intention. A lot of people live their life by default. Life happens, the day happens, and it gets away with you. I would love to see you actually create your day more by design, where you are consciously choosing positive mindsets, being conscious about how it is that you are spending your day. I also want you to, as always, live your spa life, where through my experiences and the experiences of my guests, where you're able to get those shortcuts and those secrets so that you can live a life that serves you, serves the people, and the legacy that you are here to create. Sound good? Let's just jump in here. A lot of you who've met with me here in the mornings, we've had this as our walk and talk day. It's our walk and day where we look at our mindset outside of ourselves and look at things from a different perspective. This morning, when I went outside and I did my walk and I looked around, I look and see, like, what kind of message am I getting from nature that will maybe have me look at things from a different perspective? It's one of the things that nature does in getting outside, looking at that different perspective. One of the things that caught my eye is I looked up and I saw a palm tree. And one of the things that I noticed, the message that I had in looking at this palm tree, was that palm trees are uplifting and they branch out. One of the things we can look at is in what ways in our day that we can be uplifting to ourselves and others, and how can we branch out and touch other people in that way, have that positive influence, and have that happen. While we're doing the radio show, we're going to take all of those nuggets and that different shift and that mindset that we're getting outside. And I do encourage you to get outside and look at things from a different perspective. But then as we come inside and connect with my guests and have the conversations, I really invite you to look at things from a different perspective, to look at some of the lessons, the tools, the nuggets, the secrets that people are using to really have impact in their life, to live their spa life, and to take the little nuggets of their experiences, things that are working for them, to take what we talk about in terms of spa life in theory and actually bring them into practicality as new ways for you to bring into your life, to add value to your life, and to have those insights so that you can live with intention. One of the things we talk about with spa life is having that sense of intention, you know, accomplishment, and harmony. With that, one to talk into, and some of you who've maybe not looked at spa life before, maybe asking yourself, what is spa life? Spa life is a lifestyle. It accepts the notion that accomplishment and harmony coexist. Many people, as I mentioned, live their life by default. One of the things about spa life is that you want to create your life by design. Being able to consciously create your life, it allows you to live that spa life, that one of intention, one where there is balance. One of the questions that I'm going to be asking my guests is, how are they consciously creating their life so they have intention, they have balance, that they're actually able to have accomplishment in their life and harmony? That's the trick for a lot of people, is having that balance where both coexist. For myself, one of the things I look at is I live my life based on my values. I look at what are the things that I value, you know, for myself personally, in relationship with my friends, what does that look like? And how am I incorporating that in my daily life? A lot of times I talk about your calendar as your mind in action. And we have a lot of like tasks and things that we do on there, but we don't necessarily look at consciously how we're creating our day so that we are bringing intentionality into the experience that we want for the day. When you really take some time to think about what are your values, what is it that you stand for, how are they actually showing up in your day, in your experience? One of my number one values is for me to have experiences with other people. I love to travel. I love to connect. I love to have fun and learn. And these are all values that I want to have in my life. When I look at the totality of my life, I look at who is it that I want to connect with? Where do I want to have an experience with them? How is it that I can feel good about myself and my day, really have that impact on other people? I intentionally bring my values into my experience of my day, and that is how I am consciously creating that in my day. If you are looking at this live, or you know, even if you're driving in your car, you know, put a comment or you know, write something down, or really have a take a moment. And if you're not able to do it now, at some point today, to really look at in what ways are you consciously creating your life? In what ways are you supporting yourself to live by design, be intentional, so that you can have accomplishment in your day and harmony? We know people that can have a lot of accomplishment in their life, but they're maybe doing it where they're not having harmony and they're not feeling good about it. You also have people that have a lot of harmony in their life, but they're not really accomplishing the things that they're here to do. I mean, we know we're here for a big vision and to do some really great things in the world. So we want to have the tools and the secrets to really help us be able to step forward and understand the shortcuts and tools and secrets to be able to have accomplishment in our life and harmony, that they do coexist. And when they coexist, that is living your spa life. And that's what I want you to have. Along that vein, one of the things that we hear all the time is that buzzword about, I'm so busy. We probably say it ourselves. We hear people say it, you know, how's it going? You know, one of the first things people say is, oh, I'm so busy. Things are happening. Our words are so powerful. If we say things like, I'm so busy, you're going to just bring more busyness into your life. And that's going to be more of the default of your life, of not actually consciously creating how you're spending your life. One of the things I invite you to look at is, blessed is the new busy. Instead of saying, ah, I'm so busy, I'm so blessed because I get to consciously create my day, things that I get to do versus the things I have to do. It's a different energy when you walk into your life and your day and you look at it and you look at, I'm blessed to have this day. I'm grateful for the things I have. I'm really enjoying the things I get to do. Really look at your words because they are so powerful in terms of when you hear yourself saying, I'm so busy, or you know, I don't have time, or I don't have money, or you know, all these the negative things that come with that, those bring power and life into your experience. The next time you feel yourself starting to say, oh, I'm so busy, really step back and look at what ways can you not be so busy, that you actually can create some gaps in your day to really have some space. We've got too much going on in our life. We don't have room to accept new things, to really think and contemplate about how we consciously want to choose our life and how we want to spend that. We need to have space. I know a lot of you have heard me say that clarity craves space. We really want to create that in our life. One of the other questions that I will be asking my guest is, we do hear this, I'm too busy, yet we all have the same 24 hours. So I'm going to be asking them, what is their spa life secret that allows them to have the most impact in their day? We all know people that are impactful in their day. They have balance in their day. They're having accomplishment. They're really making strides to get the most important things done that add value to their life and value to other people. I know you're going to want to hear what they have to say about that. I can't wait to share what they have to say and hear it for myself. You know, write down, take, you know, even 5 minutes to really contemplate and go, in what ways can I not be so busy? What ways can I create some gaps in my life? How is it can I consciously create some spa life so I can have that accomplishment and harmony in my daily experience? I want that for you. So really consciously look at that and see how that is for you. So look at where you can let some things go into your life. See, what is it that you're creating in your life that you are creating impact in your day, that you are intentional about what you're doing? If you're not right now and you're not quite there yet, just look about what you'd like it to be. What is just one step that you can take to create some more space to really step into that for yourself? One of the things that I do to consciously create impact in my day is that I use my daily design. I use this tool to create more space in my life. I actually have a copy of mine, so you really won't be able to see too much of the details on here. But one of the things I love about this is that I utilize this paper each evening where I actually look at the totality of my day and I put just one word in the hour block of where I'm going to be so I can see exactly where I have some gaps and where I want to be spending my time, really knowing the night before that if something is scheduled too closely together, if I'm going to be traveling or I'm going to be leaving first thing during the day, do I have all the tools and all the things that I need with me throughout the day so that I am prepared for what I'm going to do, that I can have flow in my day, that there aren't any surprises? We know that some things come up, but with having planning out and having some really clear intention about your day and having that focus of what you want to accomplish and not having that list of 20 things to do during the day, because that sets yourself up to not to win. I want you to feel like you're winning every single day. Really looking at what are those just couple things that you can do that really support you in your daily experience that will move you forward, that doesn't have you feel overwhelmed, that really feels like you're making that important strides forward so you can have that sense of accomplishment, that you're doing it from a place of harmony. We all know that there are things with the best laid plans that can come up in a day and can derail your intention in what you have. However, when you are designing your day, you also want to allow for that. Have a block of time in your day where you don't have something scheduled so that you can have a kind of a catch-all time period where if something comes up that you have planned, surprise it. Where you have it time in your calendar where when it comes up, you can actually create the time for that and allow that to happen. Even with that, some things can happen where it can derail your day. That's okay. That's just a one-off. That's one day here or there that happens. When you each and every day design your day, don't live from default and just let life happen, then those days of success build upon each other, have that momentum, and you start experiencing more positivity in your day, more impact in your day. You just notice that you're moving forward. That is all by design. That is all something that is supporting you and having that happen. That's just a little preview of what we're going to be doing here on the Live Your Spa Life radio show, of really looking at how you're consciously creating your life, having that positive impact, designing your day, not living by default, seeing some of the secrets, tools, and the way that my guests are living their spa life and how they are consciously creating their life and how are they best utilizing the same 24 hours in a day that we all have so that they can have the most impact for what it is that they are here to do. I'm really excited to share with you, my guests, the things that they have to share so that you can take that into your life. And, you know, we know that in spa life that it is a journey, that you could be anywhere along that path. You could be in that place of clutter and confusion and your day is not quite supporting you in the way that it is. You could actually start consciously creating your life. You could be in the place where you are starting to have some more clarity, your space is clear, and you're having the systems that are supporting you. You also may be living in your spa life where you are actually creating from design. It's more about who you are being each and every day and that you are that example to other people to live their spa life as well. So no matter where you are in that journey, if you feel like you could need some support in that, I would love to have a conversation around that with you. You can simply get on my calendar by going to dianehoffman.com/spa life. I would be happy to have that conversation to meet you where you are in your journey to living your spa life. One of the things that has been brought to my attention now, I've just recently been called the spa life curator because I take all the different elements that are around you and start implementing them together, weaving them together as one so that you can have that expression of having everything in your life work together from accomplishment to harmony so that you can then have your vision come together in a way that inspires you and inspires other people so that you can truly step into your life. And when all those things come together, you can truly live your spa life. So with that, have a wonderful, beautiful day. I look forward to connecting with you again here. So bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehoffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.